When It's Summer, from the book Youth in the City, Various Small Fictions by Chris Chalufka, read by the author. The group of children splashed yards offshore. Every few moments a wave would pass, carrying them further out, towards the edge of the world. With each second they gained inches on the horizon. The children had gone in clueless to what made the Pacific break and sway against the coastal rock. Each face open-mouthed, disgusted by the taste of salt filth, the fill of green water. The sea is not the sterile and pure environment of a suburban swimming pool. Out there, under the nameless sky, a humpback's life ends and its corpse becomes the ocean. The beach was a 3-mile stretch of sand that hugged the coast where the homes were painted as Easter candy. The city was elemental. There was the fog and the rush of wind that never stopped. The cliffs and land itself crumbled and we lost footing to the ocean. A flock of kites divided the blue overhead, diving down towards the earth and back up again to twirl in pointless shapes in the brilliant sky. It was golden daylight and dogs splashed in the wet sand, all sprawl-legged, quick and strong against the patient beating of the ocean, their coats thick with the runoff of sweat and ocean froth. A group of men had taken to the water, desperately paddling, diving against the constant rocking of the waves to reach the children. I wanted to shout, "They're too far gone. It's over. Let them dissolve. They're too far gone to be alive." The first rush of men pulled the bodies of 2 young girls ashore, placed on their backs side by side, arranged to better understand the situation. One girl was taller only by a matter of inches, and both were blonde, their white skin the color of rich butter. They could have been sisters or friends from birth. So much time spent together that they assimilated into one look, one style of female. A man cried, the others huddled in chatter. With a squint, the sun erased a direct knowledge of their bodies and they became all light. A fat man bent down to the girls and passed over them with incantations of dead eye contact. He smacked the cheeks of the taller girl, then puttered her lips and went mouth to mouth, then to the other. The waves moved up the shore, washing the footprints and all memory of the panic. The sand returned to its natural state as a glimmering gel of ocean water. The dogs had gathered around the group begging for attention. Every odd moment a swimmer would break off into the water, shout some incomprehensible word, and let the tide roll them back in, empty-handed. From the street, 2 men flanked an elderly woman, walking her through the sand towards the bodies. With each step, the 2 men dragged her along the loose sand with their hands on her back. "We gotcha," guiding her. I stepped aside to let them pass and I asked the man nearest for a cigarette. "I don't smoke." The old woman opened her purse and handed me a cigarette. "I'm out of matches, sorry." "I'll find one," I said. Her face was pale and red, puffed at the eyes from crying, but not enough to know how well she knew any of the children, if at all. The breeze off the water was dry, kissed warm in the sunlight. That arctic chill that made its way across the world was slowly disappearing. I wrapped my sweater around my waist, confident that summer had finally arrived.